This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The wisdom of God is keeping His commandments. Thanking God that we're able to say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we are making a joyful noise. His word has given us the joy of the Lord. At this time, I present unto you a great man that is bringing you the word of God. He's been in the way for a very long time, and those that have an ear to hear and hearken to the word can gain something. So our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. The elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name is the Word. The Word is God. Glad to be with you today. I want to talk about being overthrown in the wilderness. The wilderness is the world. We're in it, but we are not of it. Before we get into that thought, the choir have this number. It's called Blameless Choir.
Obey the voice of the Son of Man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank God. Wonderful number from the choir. They are sanctified. And we thank God for our sister Tatum. She writes poems, and we're hoping that you enjoy the poems that she comes forth with. We thank God for our sister Tatum. We thank God for her. She writes poems.
In wonderment. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day. I marvel at your power. How you kept me unspotted and saved up to this very hour. I know it's only you, Lord, and your spirit deep within that keeps me living in this world with the strength to do no sin. To some, it would seem impossible, and some maybe shake their head, and some would say it can't be done, but I can say you said. In my heart, I feel compassion for those who cannot see. For I know, but for the grace of God, doubting Thomas could be me. Through God's word, doubt can be conquered. It is good to see and believe, but it's a greater blessing to have faith before you receive. And my God has all power. He can bless on every hand. You can live in this world free from sin if you have the faith to believe you can.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for the poems. I had a few words I wanted to say about it, but we didn't get a chance to get into that, but that's all right. We hope that you enjoy these poems and the wonderful accompaniment by our Elder Miles. Deacon Faina, can you make these announcements? And I want all that hear her, contact us and let us know what you think about the word as it goes forth. Deacon?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Hoping that all that hear this broadcast, that you're getting something out of what we're bringing.
Yes.
We're bringing to you the Word of God. This is not a sermon we bought from the bookstore.
Right.
And the scriptures we get into, it's being directed by God.
Yes.
It takes God to gather your mind together and to gather you to a focus to what matters to God and what is important pertaining to the kingdom, to us. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. They are going on, but we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And the doctrine of God is none other but his word. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now God's word, the 10 precepts are styled as statutes because they're upright. It's a song. It's many things, but taking the yoke upon you and learning of Jesus, learning about the word, learning about God enlightens you to this knowledge.
Yes.
Now let's go to Hebrews 13 and 8. I want to start there, but again, this is about being overthrown and the church world. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about the true church that know God. And I'm afraid that so many that hear this broadcast because of the devil, according to what's written, the mass of the people don't even know him, but you think you do.
Yes.
I'm not here to judge that, but I'm going to bring you what the scripture is saying, and I'm going to bring you what thus saith the Lord, and you do the math. Hebrews 13 and 8 says this. Now, this is not my assessment. This is what God is saying. Hebrews 13 and 8, what does it say?
Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday.
And today.
And today.
And forever.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I understand the Lord changes not. So his mindset is the same yesterday as it is today. And it's going to be the same tomorrow because he has never changed.
Right.
Now I understand Jesus is God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
yes. It's important to realize this before we begin to add scripture upon scripture, quote upon quote. It's like unto an understanding one and one is two. And knowing that you're dealing with a system that's 1 through 10, regardless of how many zeros you add behind it. If you don't have that system, nothing comes out right.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again, 13 and 8.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday.
Yesterday.
And today. And forever.
Forever. He's the same. So with that premise, you should understand, when Jesus came, he came changing nothing. He changed nothing. He didn't change his word. He didn't change what requires salvation. It was before he got here and he gave it to his anointed, his son. They had salvation. The remedy for sin was fulfilled by him dying on the cross so that we don't keep offering up the same offerings over and over again. And we have no food to eat.
Yes, Pastor. That's right.
But his love was so great, he became that sacrifice to get us back into obeying his word, which changes not. That beautiful?
Yes.
He commanded Adam in the garden not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we know that tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the devil.
Yes.
His requirements are still the same today.
Yes.
Ninth verse, what does it say?
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
So we got so many doctrines out here. Doctrines, many. But the doctrine of God is his word.
Yes, it is.
It changes not.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name is the word of God. That's why we are established in Jesus' name, which is God's name, the word.
Yes. Yes.
Because the scripture says, it's not I. But the scripture says his name is called the Word of God.
Yes.
That's before he took on flesh and became a son whose name is called Jesus, which is the name of the Father.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How
yes.
plain is that?
That's very plain.
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. What?
For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace.
Well, wait a minute. It said grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It did. But he was here yesterday. He was here when Noah was here. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's who Jesus is, the Lord. And grace was here before he died on the cross. Because of his mercy, he took on flesh and died for us to quit offering up bullocks and heifers, hiding behind that. And so many today hide behind the fact that he died on the cross. That's not salvation for you unless you obey his word. That dying on the cross is when you are out of God's will as you are keeping his will. You may stray. It's there to keep you back in line and get you back in his grace.
Yes.
Grace is in his word.
Yes, yes.
Let's go there. Exodus 20.
Because
right. Grace is nothing but mercy.
Yes, Lord.
This is why so many are overthrown in the wilderness, because they're overthrown because they don't have the Spirit of God. He that is born of God doth not commit sin.
That's right.
And the task is to obtain his spirit. And by striving, you do obtain it. Mm-hmm. Exodus 20 and 12, what does it say?
20 and 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Excuse me.
Six.
Yes. 20 and 6.
And showing mercy.
And now listen, because mercy is grace.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
God said, and showing mercy, what?
Unto thousands of them that love me.
Now, the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he also said, he that hath my commandments, and most churchgoers that believe that the law was destroyed and done away with, however you want to call it. And he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. Don't have the commandments. They say it's in their heart, but they don't keep it. But it said, he that hath my commandment and keep them, he it is that love me.
Yes.
So if you're not keeping God's out of your life before God,
right,
not making graven images, not taking his name in vain, not forgetting the Sabbath day, but remembering to keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yes.
Honor the Father, which means his word, which is the Sabbath,
yes,
and having gods and not having gods and making graven images and all that.
Right.
Not committing adultery, not stealing. If you remember not to do that, you're honoring the Father and those that carry God.
Yes,
remembering not to covet and steal. You have the love of God.
Yes.
And to obey it is your faith of works.
Beautiful.
That's work.
Beautiful.
If you don't do the work, you don't have the faith or the love.
Yes.
How plain is that?
That's plain. Yes, Lord.
Showing mercy unto thousands of them, what?
That love me and keep my commandments.
Love God and keep his commandments. So I love God, but are you keeping his commandments? And keep his commandments.
Yes.
That's grace.
Yes.
Grace is there. Now, if God is showing grace and mercy to those that don't keep his commandments, what's the point of him giving that? And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he haven't changed. If you love me, keep my commandments. Is that what he told Moses to tell him?
Yes.
The same thing.
Yes.
Rechab is the same. Let's go back.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Let's go back
yes.
to Hebrews, is it not?
Yes, Hebrews.
Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. 13.
Be not carried about. Hebrews 13 and 9.
Yes.
Be not.
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
So that's strange doctrine to say, I'm a Baptist. The doctrine is keeping God's word, which is what makes you holy, righteous.
Mm-hmm.
That's obeying. So he said, thy word is truth. That's the doctrine of God in truth, in righteousness, in holiness. Because the Lord said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Beautiful.
Except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, which is nothing but ministers that have all these different doctrines other than holiness. You shall in no case enter into the kingdom. Let's go there, Matthew 5. This is the way we got to go right now. Matthew 5. Matthew 5. And 17. Let's read that. This is what keeps us from being overthrown here in the world. Because when you keep it, you're not of the world.
Right.
You're in it. We're in it, but we're not of it.
Yes.
When you're of the world, you've been overthrown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying yet again, ones have been overthrown because they don't really know God. They just think they know God. They think they love God. They love God in a carnal way and not a spiritual and a holy way. 5 and 17, what does it say?
Think not.
Think not.
That I am come to destroy the law.
Now, is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? He gave a law to Jacob. He gave it to Moses to give to the people. He hasn't changed. Think not that I've come to destroy the law.
Or the prophets.
Or the prophets, which is God's son.
Right.
And the prophet that comes today, apostle or pastor and teacher, should come with the same word. Not to destroy the law.
Mm-hmm.
Or the prophets. What?
Mm-hmm. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
He fulfilled it. And as he is, which is holy, so are we in this life. That's what the scripture says. I didn't make that. That's what the scripture says. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What?
Yes, Lord. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass,
what?
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
So we have to fulfill it just like he did. And I believe heaven and earth is still here.
Yes.
It says, till heaven and earth shall pass, not one jot or one tittle shall pass. It's not passing. How do you erase heaven and earth? How do you erase that out of your mind? So I'm living for God. Well, heaven and earth is still here, so the law is still here. If it's fulfilled to where we don't have to do it, why would he say it's to all be fulfilled? Because he fulfilled it. And even when you fulfill it, you and I have to fulfill it. It just passes on. It's like the devil. He destroyed the devil, right? Death. But yet, it's still here for everybody. You got to destroy death. You got to destroy the devil. That devil is yet here. He overcame the devil, but you have to overcome the devil. He only paved the way and showed us how to do what has been done.
Beautiful, Pastor.
That's right.
David overcame the devil. Samson overcame that devil, death.
Yes.
He overcame and showed you now sacrifices. You don't need that anymore. You're the living sacrifice. And he gives us a chance to present our bodies by offering up whatever we need to get us back in the strive. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Whosoever.
Now listen. That means Jew and Gentile.
Yes.
Because whatever you are when you begin to take up the cross, take up God's word, whoever you may be.
Yes.
Whosoever. Shall therefore.
Therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
What? Now you say, well, he rose on the first day. It's a new day. That's not in the commandments. And so many think that the Sabbath is the least thing to be with to worry about it now. But he said, if you break one of the least ones.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And shall teach men so.
And that's what they teach. He rose on Sunday.
Yes.
Liars, he didn't rise on Sunday. Because if he did, you make God a liar.
Right. Yes.
Because the scripture says he was going to be cut off in the midst of the week.
Yes, Pastor.
And if he, through prophecy, says he's going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. You cannot get 3 days in the earth and three nights in the earth from Friday till Sunday morning.
No, you cannot.
No.
But you can get him in there if you start in the midst of the week being cut off, and his first night is the fourth night.
Beautiful.
He's in the heart of the earth the third day on the Sabbath. He's resting, as we all rest on the Sabbath. Sometime after the Sabbath day, after the 12th hour, before night, he got out. And when they came to the sepulcher, the first day of the week, he had already risen, like he said. That's not my calculation. That's God's calculation. That's prophecy, and you cannot change that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And shall teach men so what?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Now, you're not called the least out there. Out there, you call great men. Oh, you preach hair on somebody's head. You could be called Dracula. Price is Right. All kind of names they got you called out there. But that's what men out there. But you're going to be called least in the kingdom because you're teaching this mess. Teaching something that's not written. What?
But whosoever.
Whosoever. That means whether you Greek, Chinese, African.
Go ahead. Beautiful.
Let's go to these religions. Episcopalian. I don't care what you are. What?
Go ahead. Whosoever shall do and teach them.
If you do and teach what God is talking about, the commandments, his word, what?
Yes, the same shall be called great.
So don't get upset because Elder Phil said he's a great man.
All right.
God called his people great.
Beautiful.
When you do and teach.
Beautiful.
Not me.
Beautiful.
Why should I be afraid if God said, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail? If you keep my commandments, I place you above all people. How is that me boasting? That's what God is saying. What's wrong with embracing what God is saying? God said, remember the Sabbath. You say he rose on Sunday. You are a liar. Whoever teaches this mess. God didn't say that. Why should I embrace what God is talking about? What? Read.
Shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
And that being shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now let's go back to, again, let's go to Hebrews 13 and 9. Let's read that again.
Be not carried about.
Be not carried about.
With divers and strange doctrines.
So you think you're the only one saved. No, the scripture is telling you what the doctrine is, which we're not going to get into now, but the doctrine is God's word. Right. And if any man do his will, you'll know of the doctrine, because his will is the doctrine.
Yes.
What?
For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat.
We're not caught up in tofu. Can't eat this, can't eat that. The Lord said what goes in goes out the draw. We don't indulge in strong drink. If the coffee is too strong, we'll let that go. But I drink coffee. I know how to drink coffee. I don't put a whole bag of coffee in a 2-cup pot.
All right, Pastor.
You're going to have some problems.
Yes, Pastor.
All right, let's go to Deuteronomy 32. 32 and 1. The scripture says there's temperance and everything.
Yes,
is that beautiful?
Yes,
we're not going extreme here.
No.
Overboard.
No.
Oh, we don't drink coffee. We don't drink nothing strong.
No.
You got a strange doctrine that's pretty strong because
right.
It carries about a lot of people.
Yes.
We're not no Seventh-day Adventists. Not no Advent here.
Go ahead. No.
And we're not Latter-day Saints. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Beautiful.
You call us Christians, but we are sanctified Christians.
Yes, sir.
We're sanctified followers of Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Deuteronomy 32 and 1, what does it say?
Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth.
Isn't that beautiful? Because he's talking about the heavens are you and I that should be, if you're living forgotten, heavenly places. Give ear. What?
Yes. O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth,
what?
The words of my mouth.
Well, the scripture says God spake all these words. He's talking about his 10 precepts here.
Yes.
The words of God's mouth. What?
Yes. My doctrine shall drop as the rain.
Because the words that God spake is the doctrine.
Yes.
It is the doctrine of God.
Yes.
God spake all these words.
Yes.
It's called the 10 commandments.
Yes.
Read.
My speech shall distill as the dew.
What?
As the small rain upon the tender earth.
What?
And as the showers upon the grass.
What?
Because I will publish the name of the Lord.
Because the name of the Lord then and yet today is the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the Son's name is called Jesus.
Yes.
God's name is called Jesus.
Yes.
But to publish the name of the Lord, it's the word.
Yes.
And the scripture said his name is called the word of God.
Yes.
What?
Ascribe ye greatness unto our God.
What?
He is the rock.
What?
His work is perfect.
God's work is perfect. So if you and I are God's work,
yes,
we're supposed to be made perfect.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
What?
For all his ways are judgment.
All of God's ways. So you cannot be made without the word.
Right.
Beautiful.
What?
A God of truth and without iniquity.
And without iniquity, what?
Just and right is he.
Just and right is he. Let's go to the 33rd chapter, right over here.
Yes, Pastor.
33rd chapter, 33 and 1. What does it say?
And this is the blessing.
This is the blessing.
Wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before
now,
his
wait a
death.
Minute. Don't look at Moses. God gave Moses how to bless the children of Israel.
Yes.
He's the same yesterday. That's why he said, blessed are they that do his commandments.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.